Okay. In the beginning, God created humankind in his own image. He designed every cell and organ in our physical bodies. The Lord breathed the breath of life, the respiratory part of CPR, into Adam. He saw that Adam would be lonely, so he gave him a partner. God caused a deep sleep, the first anesthetic, and performed the first surgery by removing one of Adam's ribs to make woman, Eve. God balanced body, mind, and spirit with the ability to choose. Eve and Adam made a poor choice, and mankind has been vulnerable ever since. Disobedience to God, sin, affects every part of us. Thank God that the first universal blood donor, Jesus, keeps on giving grace and hope for us to be saved and live eternally with him. February is National Heart Month. So how is your physical heart? The heart is the most important organ in your body in many complex ways. It's the power pump that circulates blood and provides oxygen and energy to every cell. Your heart beats 100,000 times a day and about 35 million times a year. It is the size of two fists put together. Each minute, it pumps 1.5 gallons of blood through your body. It's the size of two fists put together. The heart has its own electrical system that can be normal sinus rhythm, or it can be too fast or too slow. Half of all Americans can have heart problems. It's an equal opportunity disease for both men and women. Women often have different symptoms. All ages, races, and cultures are prone, even children and animals. So, again, how is your physical heart? Some things we can't change, such as DNA, but lifestyle changes in modern medicine can monitor, treat, and sometimes cure. We all know the drill. Be responsible for your heart. Know the symptoms of heart disease. Routinely see your doctor. Know your numbers by getting tests. See a specialist. Get a diagnosis. And follow a treatment plan. Three things are always discussed when you go to the doctor: diet, exercise, and stress. Diet: junk food, bad fats, sugar, your weight, CVD, cardiovascular disease, can cause death to a part of your heart. Caffeine and drugs can cause the heart to beat too fast or too slow so that the pump doesn't work. Exercise. A sedentary lifestyle is a risk factor for heart disease. So move. Just move. Stretch, walk, swim, go to the gym. Stress. It can do a number of things to the body, every part of your body. It can lead to emotional, physical, and mental problems. You can have sudden cardiac arrest during a fit of anger, or you can die from lonely heart syndrome. How did you rate yourself? I think we all need some healing. Could you use a heart transplant? The Bible mentions the heart 800 times. Wise King Solomon urged, above all, guard your heart. Everything you do comes from it. The condition of our hearts determines the direction of our lives. The heart is part of our personality, where we think, feel, and decide. The word heart is from the Greek word cardia, from which we get cardiologist. Let's examine our spiritual hearts. Diet. Our hearts thirst for living water and requires a balanced diet of solid, wholesome spiritual food, the Word. If we feed on things of this world, our hearts can wander into enemy territory. Satan knows what we are capable of, and he roams and tempts us. Exercise. Easy. Just raise your arms and praise the Lord. Let's do it now. Praise the Lord. Reach out your time and talents to others. Pick up the phone. It's not all that heavy. Go visit the homebound. Just move your mouth. and tell others about how Jesus is your constant friend. Stress. Our hearts can be lonely, angry, self-centered, abused, betrayed, fearful, lack self-love, be addicted, doubtful, or numb. Stress can also be contagious without control and boundaries. We need healing. We need an action plan. When I coached a group at the Area Agency on Aging, every week we would have an action plan for the next week. So I was thinking that perhaps if I would take CPR and write down CPR, I would come up with my plan for next week. So C, care for myself and others. Dan's going to be taking blood pressures after the service, and so then you're going to be able to know your numbers. I'm going to watch my diet. The Dairy Queen opens today, and I'm going. Now, maybe I should say, and then I won't go back till next February, but goals are supposed to be measurable, reasonable, and specific. So I think I'll just say I'm going to Dairy Queen today. If I get off track, I can always get back on. Change begins with me, and God can transform me. P, pray. Plan to make time for myself and others and for God. Pray to be compassionate and see others with a heart like Jesus. Pray for our country and ask for peace. I'm going to try to listen for his still small voice. Feed on his word and try to keep a pure heart. R, rest in the Lord. Let go and let God. Live in the moment and be aware of his presence. Be regenerated. Sleep in his arms. Reconcile and forgive others. One of the hardest things to do. I just read a book about Charleston, where the young man went in and killed 9 of their members. It's an amazing book, and forgiveness is one of the hardest things to do. Unfortunately, he had a hateful, hard heart. Okay, so afterward, go see Dan, and there are some gifts out there for you for Heart Month, and thank you, Tom. Just be careful what you ask him for. You might end up here, too. By the way, I go to a really great cardiologist, and I want all of you to know who he is and how to get a hold of him. You really don't need an appointment. All you have to do is call his name, Dr. Jehovah Rapha, and the great physician will see you now.